The Rio del Volunteer Fire Department held a public meeting on Tuesday, October 7th, regarding the recent proposal to increase the property tax assessment for the fire district by 525%. The current rate is $4 per unit, which would be increased to $25 a unit. The average residence is 4 units, which means their fee would go from $16 to $100. The increased assessment is projected to raise $142,025 annually. Ballots were sent out to all of the property owners within the fire district, although a number of those ballots have been returned as undeliverable due to inaccurate mailing addresses. The fire district encompasses 4.6 square miles, including Rio Del and the surrounding areas on Monument and Blue Slide Road. Ballots are due back by October 30th, and a simple majority of ballots received are needed to approve the increase. According to the fire district engineer's report, the department responds to an average of 350 calls for service each year, which includes an increasing number of medical calls. The fire department is staffed by volunteers who spend a number of hours in training each year and respond to calls throughout the day as their work schedules allow. Having available volunteers during the workday has been an increasing problem as many work in other cities and are unable to respond to calls. The district is considering lowering their age requirement for volunteers from 21 to 18 years old in order to expand the number of potential volunteers. Part of the increased fee is to be dedicated to paying a stipend in a pay-per-call program as incentive for volunteers. The fee is also intended to be used for an expansion of the fire hall to provide another engine bay, office, and bathroom facilities, as well as ADA improvements and a revolving replacement program for apparatus and emergency vehicles. The next engine that the fire district would like to purchase is estimated to cost approximately $400,000, brand new. During the meeting, Fire Chief Shane Wilson stated that buying used equipment has not worked out in the past due to the wear and tear on the vehicle and needed repairs.
We did buy used at the last purchase, and we have put more money into that engine than if we would have just made payments on a brand new engine. And so it's not a perfect picture. And I disagree with buying used because of that reason alone.
Many of the outlying areas are also charged the CAL FIRE State Responsibility Area fee for fire prevention services, which has recently increased to $152 per habitable structure. Residents who are also paying the Rio Del Fire assessment fee are eligible for a $35 discount, according to CAL FIRE. This double fee was brought up repeatedly by the attendees as an unfair burden, and it was pointed out that CAL FIRE is unable to respond to a local call for assistance as quickly as Rio Del Fire. Attendees also expressed frustration about the huge rate of increase that is being asked for, rather than having smaller increases over the years that would have been easier to manage for residents. The assessment was set at the current level in 1997, and there has not been an increase requested over the last 17 years, despite increasing costs, which has culminated in the current fiscal crisis. The fire district has also never requested any contribution or funding from the city, despite the fact that city properties have never paid any fire assessment fees whatsoever. An attendee asked about Measure Z, which is on the November ballot, to continue a countywide sales tax for public safety, including rural fire districts. Chief Wilson noted that the Fire Chiefs Association supports the measure, however, there is no actual agreement to provide any of the funding to the rural districts, other than verbal support by the county commissioners.
As a member of the Humboldt County Fire Chiefs Association, and through several meetings with your supervisors from the area, from Estelle and from Rex, we have support from them that some of that money is going to go to the fire service, but we have no agreement whatsoever with the county for any Measure Z funding. They have advertised it that they are planning on doing something for us with that, but no numbers have been discussed.
The ballots are due back on October 30th, where they will be tallied after a public meeting starting at 5:30 p.m. in the fire hall. Video of the complete meeting, as well as the engineer's report detailing the fire assessment, are available at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.